Hello, and welcome to Strictly on the Sofa.
The show where we overanalyse every sequin, every heel turn, and every dance disaster, all from the comfort of our living rooms. And also our rooms in Blackpool sometimes.
Our hotel room with a view of the tower.
It was surreal.
It was, yeah, very weird. Anyway, I'm Flo.
And I'm Laura.
Welcome to week 9, Blackpool. Oh. I forgot what number week, because it's just Blackpool week, isn't it?
It's Blackpool.
And guess where we were this week, guys? Guess. We went on a little jaunt.
We did. Blackpool is the best, you know. I loved it. I'm moving there. That was just so nice. We thought it would be
so fun.
To just go and soak up a bit of that Strictly atmosphere, which we did.
Mm-hmm.
We saw lots of stars. We saw Graziano and Lauren open the little Christmas village. We spoke to some people outside the Blackpool Tower ballroom, and people who were waiting to see Strictly people. And that was really good to hear. Like, it's always fun to talk to Strictly fans, isn't it? It really is.
It is. Shall we listen to what they had to say now?
Yes, I would love that.
Okay, we should definitely start by complimenting your hat. You've got two ballroom dancers on top of your hat, so
you
you're
made
clearly
it.
A big grandma.
Oh, she's very talented. It's incredible. Really,
really. So, can you tell us a bit about how much you love Strictly?
Yeah, I really like Strictly, and we like go watch the live tours.
Yeah.
We've been 3 times, and then we came here last year, but we only saw Giovanni.
Yeah.
So we've came again, and we've just saw Bobby and Joe Sags.
Oh, wow. Amazing.
Amazing.
That's so good.
Did you get to talk to them?
Yeah, and he gave me some cake because it's my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. That's so exciting.
So who's your favourite this year?
Probably Bobby.
Yeah. They're so good, aren't they?
Yeah.
I love watching them. What's your favourite dance he's done?
All of them.
Yeah, that's fair. They are all amazing.
Yeah.
They've had a very good high standard, haven't
yeah.
they? And do you have a favourite of all time of any series dancing?
No, it's like yeah. it all.
Yeah, that's fair. And also, I wish I had seen Giovanni any time. Thank you so much.
Right.
It's been really helpful. Yeah.
Keep your eyes peeled. We won't distract you any longer.
Yeah. So I hope you see loads of people. Right. So, are you from Blackpool?
No, we're up from Scotland.
Have you travelled for the
live? Yeah, came down yesterday.
Are you seeing the live show?
No, sadly.
Oh, I was just hoping to see a glimpse of them. We did the same thing. We haven't got tickets, and our parents do not understand.
But we've seen a couple, and then we're quite happy with
them. Oh, lovely. Who have you seen?
We saw Bobby, and then we've seen Joe Suggs.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Who's your favourite this year?
I like Ellie.
Oh, Ellie's great, isn't she? So good. What about you?
Like Nigel.
I love Nigel.
That comes out, but I'm like,
we know Nigel's beloved Nigel in our house. He's beloved.
I think I'm an Ellie fan, you're a Nigel fan actually. So
that's
Have you got a fan from someone from any of the series? Is there anyone that you love from, like, Danny Mac is my favourite from any of them, but you just go from series to series.
Rose was my all-time.
So brilliant.
Yeah. We love her. Been the all-time one for me. Just everything that she overcame to, you know, to do it.
Yeah, brilliant. Is there anyone that you're hoping to see today that you haven't seen yet? Is there any? Is it Nigel now?
Where's Gorka?
Oh! Don't worry. 100%. Well, I really hope you did.
Yeah,
I really hope so. Yeah. Well, I hope you see loads more people.
Yeah, I think we're giving it till 12 and then we're going to go for a wander and then we'll probably come back.
Where are you watching Strictly tonight?
Well, it depends if we're back in the house. If not, I've got it on record, so I'll watch it when I go tomorrow. Just avoid everything.
Yeah. Well, good luck. I hope you see everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Thank
Bye.
You.
Bye.
Yeah.
Okay, so just wanted to ask you, how are you finding this season of Strictly? Are you enjoying it?
Enjoying it,
boo?
Oh,
yeah. Who's your favourite this year?
I really like Ellie.
Yeah. Who's your favourite?
Diane.
Oh, her hair. It's so good, isn't it? So bright.
She's like Ariel.
Yeah.
How about you? Who's your favourite this year? It's Diane. I know yours is Diane. Yours is Diane too.
Oh, yeah. I love how popular Diane is. It's so nice to hear. Have you seen anyone come through?
No, we've only just come.
Oh, I see.
We haven't seen anyone yet, have we, Ruth?
Are you from Blackpool?
No.
Oh, lovely. Are you just down for the weekend?
Yeah, just happened to be the same weekend, didn't it?
Oh, lovely. Yeah. And I also hope Ellie and Diane do very well tonight. So
I'm sure they will.
Yes,
I'm sure they will.
We'll
be watching later.
We'll be excited to see tonight.
Oh, Diane.
Amazing.
Do you like Bobby? Do you? Oh. Pretty?
You've been telling me about the picture you've seen of them earlier. Where Diane's arm's like this and Bobby's arm's like this.
Before the dance, they do the pose.
Things. So, she's been describing that. Oh, I also like Nigel as well.
Yeah.
I like your big fat Nigel.
I love Nigel. Whenever they give him bad criticism, I'm very vocal.
That's the one for Casualty, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Brilliant. I hope you have a lovely rest of the day. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. I hope Diane does well. Give Diane a 10.
Who's your favourite bean this year? Who are you looking forward to seeing tonight?
I like Nigel.
Oh, yes. Yeah, love Nigel.
And
I like Johannes.
Oh, he's so great. Yeah.
And Lauren.
Oh, brilliant.
Lauren as well. Yeah. Waiting for Craig.
Waiting for Craig.
Oh.
And Anton. Yeah. Of course, waiting for those two.
What
and Giovanni. Giovanni and Diane. We did see Diane last night through the glass waiting for a taxi. But we had to go, so we missed a queen out as well. And we've just had a picture taken with Joe Suggs.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah,
that's so cool.
Oh, that's so cute.
Oh, what a sweet picture.
I love that.
That's lovely. Was he nice? Was he lovely friendly?
Yeah, he was lovely.
He did the wall, didn't he?
He did, yeah, he was really good.
Are you from Blackpool?
Yes.
Do you come to do this every year?
Yes.
Oh, lovely.
We converted from the X Factor, don't we?
So have you been in to see the Tower Ballroom before? Because I've never been inside.
We have, yeah.
We did. We had a little peek round. We had, after the coronavirus, everybody had to book to go in, so we had a little peek in.
Yeah.
They do have to do tea and things like that in there, so you can do that. But we're going to do that, aren't we, next year as well. Yeah.
That's really nice.
We've been to the top of the tower and everything, and it's great.
Oh, lovely.
The circus is amazing. When the season's back, you've got to do the circus. It's one of the best ones.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
We can do that.
Yeah.
We love that.
Yeah.
We're coming back.
Yeah.
So lovely.
Oh, we love it.
And
4 months now.
Yeah. 4 months we've been here now. We've moved on.
Yeah. Oh, lovely. Yeah.
What does it mean for Blackpool, do you think, having this every year? It seems quite a big deal.
It's a big deal. Yeah.
We have one of the best places for ballroom dancing.
Yeah.
The Winter Gardens, you've got your competitions a couple of times a year. I mean, this is the place. I mean, I really don't know how long it's been going for, but it must be nearly 100 years that everybody has been dancing here as well. And it's just iconic.
Yes,
and it's really great for industry as well, especially this time of year as well. It brings a lot of business in, because now we're out of season and we need it at the end of the day.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, a lot of people we've talked to along the queue are not from Blackpool. No. We're not allowed to be here today. So, you're definitely bringing in people like you.
Puts us on the map.
And it really does.
There's nowhere that does lights like it. Maybe London, Oxford Street, but there's nowhere that does the lights. And they start the end of August and they don't finish until the 2nd of January. And you can see all the lights from the M6 when you're in a truck as well. It's very iconic as well. And clear night, you can see the tower.
Lovely.
My family lives in North Wales, and from my auntie's house, sometimes you can see Blackpool on a clear day.
Yeah,
and see the lights.
We can see Snowdonia as well on a clear day, and we can see Barrow and Furness from the lakes as well.
Yeah.
Go a little bit up towards Cleavers as well.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
That's such a nice summary of why Blackpool is very important.
Thanks,
Jim. That's a bad rep, doesn't it? But overall,
it does people
back so much, you know.
It's amazing, and people are just so nice and friendly, and everybody's from somewhere as well, which is great.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Well,
love
anyway.
Thank you.
That's so nice.
It's just so lovely. I really enjoyed it. Blackpool is everything.
I honestly haven't not been to Blackpool before. I was like, I don't know how big of a deal Strictly will be there this weekend. Like, surely everyone, you know, we're obviously fans, but not everyone is a fan of Strictly, believe it or not. But being there was really cool. It definitely had a buzz about it. Every time we walked past the tower ballroom, there was people queuing outside to wait and see if they saw any celebs going in. As I say, like, Graziano Lauren opening the Christmas market was like, it felt really fun.
It did. I think that I've seen a lot of people, because, you know, Blackpool is your classic seaside town, isn't it? Like, it's very, historically, I don't know how things are now, but I feel like it had been a bit of deprived, or has looked at. I've seen people putting up pictures of like the boarded up windows and stuff, which is happening everywhere, especially in seaside towns, which are not getting the investment they deserve. But I just thought Blackpool has never looked better. I just thought it was so atmospheric, I felt, for a big town to be like that. And it just felt like a real moment. And I don't know, I don't think it needs Strictly putting it on the map. I think it's already there, but it was just a nice reinforcement that it's there.
the town was really buzzing, and whether that's that's probably not just Strictly, that's the illuminations, like Christmas shopping, all of that, like, but yeah, the town was like really buzzing. There's so much going on and so many people out and about. I had a great time.
Literally such a good time. Basically, even in it sort of drizzled on Sunday, and even in like slightly grey choppy seas, it just looked stunned to me, and I loved it. I thought it was so nice. Love Blackpool, love the illuminations. The tower was amazing. It was so much fun.
We should say, obviously, we didn't get tickets. Like,
oh no.
How lucky would that be to get tickets twice in one series? We were just there to soak it all up. So
we were there for the vibes.
We were indeed. And the vibes were great.
The vibes were perfect.
So, should we get into the episode then?
Yes, absolutely. What did you think of this week's Blackpool? This year's Blackpool?
I saw a couple of tweets being like, oh, that wasn't the best Blackpool episode ever, and, you know, previous years have been better. And I disagree. I thought it was great. I thought it was excellent. Some people did. I can think of at least, I'd say like 4 of the dances were the best dances they've done this series.
Yes.
For each couple.
I agree.
Absolute, like, stunning moments. Lots of chills.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Lots of wow moments. Lots of people kind of really breaking through. There was, I think, the slight, like, it fell a little bit flat at the end. And that's not Nigel's fault. I'm not blaming him. Don't come to the fans. I loved his dance, and I thought it ended on such a moment for the show, because it was all old, you know, glamorous, and Katya's ball gown matched the decor of the ballroom. And I do think it was a bit of the judges, mainly Craig, just delivering that, like, kind of not good feedback again. And I don't know, like, obviously, if he makes mistakes, Craig has to tell that, but I just think there was a way of ending the show that wasn't quite like, oh, you made some mistakes, and then just Nigel obviously looking devoed, and then everyone being like, oh, right, okay, well, bye.
Agreed.
So I think it was just that very last, like, 5 minutes of the show that I was like, oh, I don't like how that ended.
No, I completely agree.
I wanted a big, like, happy end, but the majority of the show absolutely loved it.
Yeah, I just completely agree with you. I think we'll get into Nigel later, so I should probably save all my thoughts for that.
But I
completely agree. I think Shirley delivered her critiques perfectly. She was like, a bit few mistakes, but still so stylish and lovely, and brought out all the good things about it. And there are so many. I mean, we're getting it. I'm literally doing what I said I wouldn't do. But I feel like Craig was in a mood all night. I mean, I don't think he actually was in a mood, but like, I found him quite, his marking erratic. And
his marking was like, this happens with Craig a lot, but I felt like his marking was maybe like 1 point below where it ought to be consistently all night. I was like, that deserved a 10, that deserved a 9. And then, and definitely I think Nigel and Katia, like, I think they deserved 8s across the board. I think that would be absolutely fine.
It was not a 7. Like, in what world? I mean, we'll get into it later, but it just wasn't a 7. Let's remember they gave 8s for Angela R's Paso Doble the week before. I think it's funny who's... I think there's a different way of delivering stuff, especially when... Oh, I don't know, maybe we should just go and talk about Nigel right now. I don't know.
Go on. I feel like we'll keep coming back to it anyway.
Yeah. So,
go on, let's do it.
I think a 7 seems madly harsh to me. But I also just think that they... I'm fed up of him getting reasonable scores. And of course, part of this is because it's an insanely strong year. The leaderboard flips up and down all the blooming time. And I think that, it's a madness when 31 is second from the bottom of a leaderboard. That is, I mean, the ties in this league's leaderboard was an absolute state, to be perfectly honest. Like Bobby and Diane and Annabelle and Johanna's were both tied. There were two tied on 39. Then there was like just little Angela in the middle. And then and then that just left Nigel and Angela. And it's it was a difficult leaderboard.
Yeah. As soon as there are ties, it like knocks out chances of people higher up just coasting to the judges' scores. It really like it obviously narrows the playing field. And then it really does mean that obviously like Bobby and Diane being up. But, like, there's not that many people, and when you're actually, so much closer to the top or the bottom.
Yeah.
That and I feel like... doesn't make any sense, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I do know what you mean. And I also think a lot of the stuff I'm going to say about Nigel probably does apply to Bobby and Diane as well. Justin, they knocked it out of the park. It was a great performance. Mm. And then they ended up in a dance-off. It's just really difficult. Like, they didn't deserve to end up in a dance-off at all. And
they didn't, but I don't know who did.
No, exactly. You know what I mean? Exactly.
And it's really hard.
I'm a Nigel apologist. I gave all of my 3 votes to Nigel, so I'm part of the problem. Yeah. But I also... It's just, it's getting really difficult. It's going to be even more difficult next week when there's only 6. 6?
Yeah.
I imagine Nigel feels like he can't really do much right.
Yes, he looked defeated at the end of it, didn't he? Which is not how you want to feel
exactly.
Strictly.
And I imagine some of that's annoyed at himself because he's clearly, like, got it in his own head or just fluffed a... Again, we'll probably get to this later, but I think that... people are like, oh, he's a pro, though. He should be as good as Leighton. 2 different styles of musical theatre, by the way. But also, if you're on the West End, you're not learning a dance routine in 3 days.
Yeah. Like, yeah. And you're doing it night after night after night to perfect it.
Yeah.
You know?
And we can see what Nigel delivered in week 1 when he had a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
I think that you can't hold him to 2-week standards. Like, that's just not fair. Yeah. And I think maybe... it would be worth them... I don't want to say lowering their standards because that makes it sound even worse to Nigel, but, like, just being
I just think be a bit nicer with the way you're delivering the... Just the way... Just how, defeated
build his confidence up a bit.
And as I say, like, for viewers, like, it just made the... It made the end of the week feel very, like, a bit deflated. So, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I think he's great, and I enjoyed this dance a lot. So
me too. Anyway, I'm sorry to go in so early that rant. It's just we went out for dinner, didn't we, after the show?
We did.
And then we came back, and I was like, Flo, I'm just feeling so bad about Nigel because I'd seen a few. I just didn't know how to feel. I was like, did he make mistakes? Am I biased? Like, why did he, like, what if he's in the dance-off? It was very stressful.
She was so worried. We had to whisper it. We had to check the Strictly spoiler because there's no way Laura could live with that doubt all weekend.
No, it would have ruined the whole weekend, honestly. Oh, it's just very, very sad. But yeah, shall we actually talk about the
dance-off? He's obviously got the audience vote. We enjoyed the actual dance. Let's talk about the dance-off. Angela obviously going this week. Felt like the right time.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was a bit like, Krishnan could have been here.
But yeah. Then
at the end, when she was saying how like lovely it was to be back, and I was like, actually, you have been iconic this series, and incredible like stamina, and yeah. So, I did think, all right, it's fine. It was nice to have her.
I feel like they could have brought her back in any capacity, though, and had her have that full circle moment. Like, I wouldn't have minded that if they'd shoehorned her into the group dance, or if she'd done the welcome to come dancing or something at the top.
Yeah, but, I agree. I do agree.
But I watched it with the results show with my housemate. He's not really a Strictly fan, so she watches it sporadically when I have it on. And she was like, tell me more about Angela Rippon, basically. And I was like, oh, I think she asked how old she was, and I was like, 79. She was like, oh, love that for her. And I feel like it was a really good reminder. It was a really nice reminder. I was like, yeah, actually, Angela is an icon. She has done so much this series that we never would have expected. It was only 3 weeks ago we were saying, oh my God, she has the range. We keep expecting her not to have the range. I think perhaps it was a bit... It's 9 weeks in. Mm-hmm. I think she looked a bit tired.
Tired.
And I think that's where the mistakes were coming in.
Which I would be too.
Yeah, me too. 100%. I think that's... understandable. I think that often happens, especially around Blackpool time. I think it is the right time. Loved her and Kai's partnership. Did not think about there being 51 years age between them. Seems a huge number, but so cute. I think he was the perfect partner for her. I think she's been an excellent contestant. The lifts that she's... The things that she said yes to, I wouldn't say yes to.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's amazing.
Yeah.
100%. So, yeah, it was good to have that reminder last night, because I think a few overmarkings here and there have sort of made me a bit like, brr. But actually, she's great.
I agree. I wholeheartedly agree. And I thought she looked very pretty last night. Very princess-like.
I was very worried that Anton was going to save her at one point. I will say that. But also, it would have gone down to Shirley. It would have been fine.
Nervous. Anton was going on and on and on about who he was going to save. I was like, hurry up, Anton.
He was on one last night. Last night on Blackpool.
I think you tweeted this, but like he delivers feedback like a boppet, like a human boppet. He's like, wham, bam, and then you go whoosh, and then you bam, and then you this, and you're like, okay, but what's the critique?
We made a baby's first reel this week, didn't we? So I feel like we could probably make another reel of human boppet Anton Dubac. See if I have
time.
We've
got a reel addiction now.
Yes, please tune in to our Instagram to see our Strictly VT efforts.
Too much fun.
Oh my God, they're not even like half of the clips we have as well. We have more.
We have so much more.
Worth every penny to go to Madame Tussauds.
For the sake of the podcast listeners, should we just talk about Nigel, but let's just keep our focus on what we liked about it?
Yes.
Because I feel like we've done the defending him and the...
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
Yes. What did you like about this?
Oh, although I just would like to quickly add that watching Nigel...
I try so much to focus her. And then she's like, okay, that's fine. But what about this tangent?
Well, I'm sorry.
I'll allow it.
It's just one little thing. And I think I said this to you on Saturday night because you had to be like, Laura, calm down. Because when I was, I feel like, you know how people say VAR has ruined football because you don't celebrate goals because you're waiting for them to like rule it out by offside by a fingernail or whatever, in a way that wouldn't have counted before VAR. I feel like I watched Nigel being like, I'm enjoying, this is really good, what are they going to say? And that's not a nice situation to be in, and that's why I think it goes slightly beyond my bias. But yes, there is bias. Yes, let's talk about what we liked. Mm-hmm. I thought it was so slick. Him and Catcher danced it beautifully. I thought it was exactly what we wanted from his couple's choice, and actually reinforced my opinion from last week that they should have done something like this for his couple's choice because there's no rules.
I agree.
Can't say he's gone wrong, can they? No rules.
No, I agree. I agree. So, exactly.
I think that would have really boosted his confidence if he'd... Because I think he would have got 10s if he'd done that in couple's choice.
It suited him so well to do that.
It did.
It suited the occasion. It suited Blackpool so much. Yeah, they looked great. Ugh, the white tailcoat and... Yeah, Katie's dress, so beautiful.
Yeah.
So,
her playing the piano, is there nothing that woman can't do?
Oh, incredible.
Obsessed. Oh. I think that's so, it. I think it's weird that a dance that was that good is out there getting a 7 or is out there being almost getting the worst critique of the night. And I don't think that's on. But yes, I'm back on Nigel ground. I just love him. I think he's great. And I'm glad he's got the public vote. I hope he continues to have the public vote. But yeah, I loved it. Swing around the floor. I love this. Anyway, go on. I feel like you should talk more. You're more impartial.
No, should we talk about Bobby next? And the dance off situation.
He didn't deserve to be in the dance off, but as you say, who else who is gonna be in at this point?
He did. I know.
And I think he did really well.
I was just thinking of the little girl that we vox popped with, and when we asked her who she wanted, she said, Diane. And then when they were in the dance off, I was like, no, little girl, you must be so sad.
And she was so sweet. She was literally like, so who are you looking forward to? Bobby and Diane. And who have you seen? Diane. It was just so cute. So I think... I'm glad they lived to tell the tale.
I agree. Yeah,
It was a really good jive as well. Let's just focus on some of the positives here.
Exactly. I thought that was really good, wasn't it?
I thought it was a really strong jive. His flicks and kicks were tight. I thought they looked the part. Maybe, I don't know what could have improved it other than like the fact because he's a novice dancer and he did a really good job. So I don't know what could have prevented them from being in the dance-off, really.
No, I don't know.
I just think it's the way, all those ties, it's just difficult.
I think that, because he's very tall, so like doing a jive is very difficult, I think, when you're long. Yes. Like you've got much further for your flicks and kicks to travel.
Yeah, that's
so
very true.
Maybe if he'd been shorter, then it would have all been a bit more compact. Like that's all I can think of, really, because I really enjoyed this. Suffered a bit by going first, I think, just in terms of memorability.
Yeah, I agree. Wait Me Up Before You Go-Go is a great song, but like...
This is your yearly reminder that my dad knew George Michael.
I love that so much. I want to know George Michael.
Is it... George Michael sings it, doesn't he?
Yes, oh my God. Are you okay?
Does he sing it? I wrong? Yeah, he does. Right. Oh my God. No, it's just the way that you looked really confused. You were like... What?
Oh no, I always look confused.
George Michael.
It's my wretch. I have resting confused face. No, I was saying to you on Saturday night that there's the George Michael documentary on Netflix with Andrew Ridgeley. They talk about how they wrote that and produced it at 22, and it is such a banger. I feel like people forget how Wake Me Up Before You Go Go is such a banger. So yeah, a really good. I think it was a good tune. I could see how the production was maybe a bit forgettable going first. Like, there's no key theme on it. He's also got, like, a young audience. I don't know how much... Mm-hmm. Like, that little girl can't pick up the phone, unfortunately. so it's a difficult one, I think.
Exactly.
But I believe he won't be in the... there's every chance he won't be in the bottom two next week. I don't think it was personal, and I don't think it was... A lack of public vote, even though it sort of was a lack of public vote, but I don't think it's a lack of support. He was in one of the few that was mentioned a lot.
With the tying situation. Yeah,
exactly.
So, should we talk about the other person who was tied with Annabelle and Johannes? So obviously she does, like, we've noticed this for a few weeks now, she does have the public vote. Oh my goodness. And I tell you what, I gave her a vote this week for the first time this series. I voted Nigel, Annabelle and... Who was my last one? I think my last one was just Ellie because I just enjoyed it so much.
Yeah.
So or was it Leighton? I can't remember. No, it was Leighton. It was Leighton because they were tied and I was worried that Leighton doesn't have the public vote in the same way. However, Annabelle. What did you
we
think?
Need to talk about Annabelle. I think we need to talk about the fact that we're all like, oh, who is going to be in the final because it's only three now? Is it going to be Bobby or Nigel taking that last spot? I think we need to talk about Annabelle.
I agree.
I literally said to Flo on Saturday night, I was like, oh, if it's a Nigel-Annabelle semi-final, it's going to be harrowing for me because I love them both.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a Bobby-Annabelle, like, it's just going to be hard. Why is there... Mm-hmm. Can I just... Let us have four in the final anyway, please. That'd be really nice.
I know.
But yeah, I think she is becoming such a dancer. And she's really had the journey, hasn't she?
Mm-hmm.
And Johanna's is just choreographing stuff that she shines in. Like that bit where she did the lift in this dance, when she was lifted by the other dancers. She just looked beautiful. It was really such a moment.
I loved this dance.
Yeah.
And it worked so well at Blackpool. And I thought it was amazing.
Me and Flo were also saying that we have quite a lot of time for people who are sort of head girl energies. I love someone who's a bit reserved but getting on with it. And
yes.
I don't know. Yeah. I just have I think she's sweet. I think she's just.
Yeah. She's lovely. Very
love
nice.
Seeing her have this journey. But like to the point where now, week nine, we're like, oh. We've not thought about you getting to the final, but wow, we should be thinking about you getting to the final.
Mm,
you're a contender.
Exactly.
She's a sleeper contestant.
I also think, I also think that you can tell she's really reserved the way that stage door went. And this is not right or wrong, by the way. I'm not saying anyone did it right, but Leighton and Carlos came out and were like signing things, like or like photographs and
really
and
chatting. With
really
people.
Took their time to really get to know people and like chat to them and things. Annabelle came out with her hood up and was like kind of. I didn't see her and was like straight to the cab, and so you can just tell that like she's. Not probably used to having fame or attention, right? Like, and you know, I know she's a sports person, but she probably very much walked around her life, daily life, without being recognised or being hounded by Strictly fans.
Did it feel to you a little bit like that bit in Harry Potter? You know, when he's in Deathly Hallows Part One, when he's in the Ministry of Magic and his Polyjuice potion wears off, and that guy goes, "There's Harry Potter." Harry Potter, that's Harry Potter. It felt
everyone
like someone
was
went,
like,
there's Annabelle. Because otherwise I would not have noticed.
I know, exactly.
Also, I would just like to add at this moment that we also saw Nigel did the same, got straight into his taxi. But his taxi was directly behind where me and Flo were standing and he was in the corner. And I was like, I don't know where to look. And it felt like that bit in Lost where he puts his, where Charlie puts his hand on against, he's drowning, it's very bad, but he puts his hand against the window to say, not Penny's boat. And I was like, should have been a nine. Like, I really just wanted to write on my hand, should have been a nine. I didn't do that
there
because I'm not ridiculous.
Handle.
Oh,
there
yeah.
There was a bag handle that got caught in the door and was sticking out the bottom of the door. The door was fully shut. It was safe and everything. But I was like, Laura, grab on.
It was ridiculous. A shamble.
It was ridiculous.
But yes, it was an interesting insight to Strictly fandom.
Definitely. And
also,
as I say, no right way of doing it either. Like, absolutely lovely that Leighton spent all the time to see people. And also absolutely fine that Annabelle just wants to get in a cab and go
home. Exactly. Exactly. Everyone was so buzzing to see Leighton and Carlos, weren't they? It was so interesting hearing them talking to everyone. And Carlos was being she's 41 and a mother of two about Angela, which is very valid. And we also will talk about that when we get to her. But she's quite high up the leaderboard this week, so...
Very high.
Yeah, so who is next?
Yeah.
Are we done with Annabelle and
Devil?
Johanna?
I loved it.
I thought it
was gorgeous,
it.
Yeah. She's come so far. I think we've said what
she's
we
really
say.
Performing now, isn't she?
She
I think
is.
That's it. Yeah, I would
she
say
is.
That's all we need to say.
And she seems to be loving it. So, Andrew and Carlos, next.
What a turn-up for the books this was.
Oh, I know. This is, when I was like, last week I think I said, I don't know if I said this last week. In my head, I definitely felt like I still haven't quite seen her wow moment. Maybe her wow moment came right like towards the beginning of the series where people were like, oh, actually, you can dance. But I then was like, okay, I haven't seen you be like, wow, as in like potentially a contender for the final. Yeah. And this definitely was that for me. I was like, the bit where she flung herself at him like halfway through the dance, I was like, okay, right, now we're cooking with gas.
Now we're sucking diesel. What is it that, what's his face?
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah.
Yeah.
What did you think?
I think the same. I think she's just a great dancer now. And I didn't feel the same way I'd felt in previous dances where I felt like she was still being held up by Carlos. Like, I didn't feel like her centre was there. That sounds very, like I know what I'm talking about, I don't, but I just always felt like she was one step away from stumbling. Mm. But I don't think that now. And I think that was such a great Argentine tango. Argentine? They just nailed it in every which way. It was just brilliant.
Mm.
I thought that leap at him was dramatic. Mm. She looked the part, her chemistry with Carlos was off the charts. I have no critiques, really. Really good.
Mm.
Really good. Definitely her time to shine, I think.
Yes. Yeah.
I hope
she
keeps it up next week.
Yeah.
She's got a good song.
I agree.
So,
what's she doing next week?
I can't remember, but it was a good song. I Will Survive. That's what it is. I was like, what's a good song, okay, Lauren? Sure. Think of all your favourite good songs, and that's where you'll come back. But yes. I'm optimistic for her. Yeah, again, nice to see people.
38, man.
Coming on journeys every 2 minutes, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Love that
journey.
For them.
You get a journey. You get a journey. You get
Everyone
a journey.
On a journey. We're all going on a journey. We're not scared. And that's Angela. Should we go up, continue our ascent?
Layton and Nikita.
What is there to say other than stunning?
Yeah.
Should I don't have 40? Words. It should have been 40. I just... This is... Craig's marking is quite weird, I think. Because he will always find, like, a really small reason to knock off a point. Which I guess is fine because we're not working in, like, in decimals, right? We're not working in fractions. Mm. So we can't be like, oh, 9.5. But also, it seems like it's something really small can knock it off a 10. But it has to be... But something... It doesn't work the other way around, you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't. It seems like he starts at 10 and then knocks down. I don't know. Because I didn't notice any timing issues,
than
but I'm
starting at 0 and building up.
Yeah. And I don't know which way. Again, no
right
way.
I didn't notice any timing issue.
No, I didn't notice any timing issues, but I have seen other people say there were, but I don't know if there was. Like, I don't know. I don't know, but for me, if there was ever an existential 40, an existential 40, it was that dance. It was absolutely. Mm-hmm. And then people online I've seen pointed out, there was a really funny tweet that was like, Tilly and Nikita got 40 for theirs. And I don't know if you remember their couple's choice, but it was Matilda themed. And I don't remember us liking it that much, to be perfectly honest. And
no.
And then this.
That was a classic running around couple's choice.
Yes, it really was. And, and I think that in this, where you've got backflipping and just, it's not even stuff that Leighton could do before. It was just because I felt like Leighton and Nikita. I think, do you know what I think is so interesting to me? I feel like I can't say Leighton without saying Nikita. When I'm tweeting, they're pretty much like the only couple where I'm like, Leighton and Nikita. Because I just think they come as a pair.
I was watching Nikita for like a lot of this. I was like, wow, he's really dancing this incredibly.
Yeah. And it's not his discipline. Like, it's, I just found them absolutely compelling to watch. It was so good.
Mm-hmm.
It was up there with Fleurs from last year. So good.
Yeah.
And let's just bear in mind that Leighton could have done musical theatre jazz if he had wanted to.
Yeah.
He's got backflips in his locker, but this is not a style of dance he has done. And I just think he's great and he delivers week. I'm so excited every single week. And I really love them. Charlotte was like, who's your favourite? That's my housemate. Just named her on the podcast, but here we are. who's your favourite? And I said Leighton, I think. I mean, Nigel is, but
interesting.
It's between Nigel and Leighton. Yeah. I feel like neither of my faves are going to win this year. It's going to be a fallow year for Laura. But you never know. I would like them both to win.
You never know.
I would like them both in the final. I love them. I just love them.
You never know. I think, and the difference between Leighton and Nigel, Leighton, like, you always know you're going to get a great performance and get a show. You know?
Excuse me? Wow.
Well, it's just quite. What I mean is, it's not an anxious watch.
That's true. It's not.
You sit there like, oh, I don't think I can enjoy this dance for Nigel. Oh, and then with Leighton, it's just like, it's great.
Bopping.
You don't need to worry.
Yeah, fair. Okay, fine. I love him. I just don't know what more he has to do to get 40. It feels like they won't rest until he delivers, I don't know, Swan Lake. They want him to be a prima ballerina before he can get a 40. It's insane.
Can I just say, also, very same vibes for Ellie and Vito.
Oh, yeah.
What do they need to do for that 40? That was incredible.
Do you know what I think would have made the difference?
Yeah, yeah.
Not wearing trainers.
Yeah. On the results show, Craig was saying that, it needs to be really wild and
she was flying through the air. How wild do you want it to be?
All those things. As he was saying it, he was like, it needs to be 100% kooky or something. I don't know if that's what he used. And it was a video of her with the kookiest looking face and moves and everything. And I was like, Craig, you're a loser, Craig.
And it's like that thing that he said in the Argentine Tango a couple of weeks ago when he was like, I needed it to be a conversation. No, he said it about Leighton and Nikita, about it needing to be a conversation. Yeah. And during the dance, thought, oh my God, it's so great that they got their conversation going on their legs. Craig's going to love that. And then it was so hard to predict because I felt like I loved it. I really loved Ellie's dance. I'm obsessed with how many mums outside of the studio will love Ellie.
Loving Ellie, yeah.
I think that I thought the trainers sort of hampered her swivel a bit.
Yeah.
But then you hear Craig going, that's the best swivel I've ever seen. And I was like, okay. So the things I thought would be critiques were not critiques.
Yeah, weird.
And the things that I thought that she did great, I was like, oh, he's going to love it because it's proper, like, kooky. He said that he didn't think it was kooky enough. Also, I feel like we've had some really stylish Charlestons in the past that you can't just be like, oh, it's not the specific type of Charleston I like. Here's a 9.
Right.
The way she was flying through the air, I'm sorry, another existential 40.
Incredible lifts. She has just got no fear, does she?
No fear. I would never let anyone do that to me. The very idea. I can barely lift the ground. I did karate once as a child, and in the bit where they try and, like, put you on the floor, and it's meant to teach you how to fall, I just held on for dear life onto the jacket front. I was like, I'm not going down. It's not happening. So I don't know how people do it on Strictly to be fair. I feel like some errant judging made the night feel funny, but also because there should have been at least one 40 in there, definitely. And what a night that would have been, the first 40 of the series.
Yeah,
but then,
I know,
you know, he is a judge and I'm not, so
there's probably a reason for that. I absolutely loved it.
Yes.
We were having a great time. And it was so worth a trip to Blackpool as well.
I couldn't recommend Blackpool highly enough to people. I just loved it. So great. I would go back in a heartbeat. It was where
And she will be.
And I will be.
She's literally like every other weekend, like back to Blackpool.
It's a treat. I did say to Flo, can we come back again next year? And then we realised that we'll never get to visit the Tower Ballroom if we go every year when it's Strictly on. Because
they close it all weekend.
Yeah. Don't think it really is until Tuesday. So, yeah. One day we'll get to run around on it. I don't know if they let you run around on it, to be fair.
I doubt they do, but still, it would be...
But I want to feel how bouncy it is.
I want to see what the bounce is like.
Imagine
I'm
if, like...
expecting a trampoline, I hope they know.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But excited. One day we'll get there. What a show. What a show. What a... What does week 10 hold? Show. Will Nigel... I feel like he's dancing to, I think it's a rumba, isn't it? So he's doing It's All Coming Back to Me Now, which is my favourite karaoke song of all time. But also it goes on for 7 minutes, so you only do a chorus and then you skip it, so let everyone else have a go, because otherwise, blimmin' hell. No one's doing 7-minute karaoke, it's selfish. It's irresponsible karaokeing that. So that, I'm hoping for good things. I mean, yeah, we are hoping. I believe in him. I think it's I believe in him, and I don't like the fact. Even my mum said she didn't notice any mistakes, but then she feels like she's saying with authority that there were mistakes because they've been told about them. It's very stressful for everyone involved.
You're starting
this is what
again.
I was saying. No, but I just keep going back to being like, am I biased? And I am a bit, but also
you are. Oh, but that's okay. We all have our favourites.
Yeah, it's different. But yes, and then also we've got loads more to come other than Nigel. Funnily enough. Looking forward to it.
We'll see you all there. Thank you for listening. Send us your questions. Send us your thoughts. We're at Strictly on the Sofa on Twitter. We're at Strictly on the Sofa on Instagram. Go see our hilarious VT that we filmed in Blackpool. And send us a question if you want on wherever you get your podcasts, Spotify, etc. We will see you next week.
Yeah, see you next week. Only 6 contestants left.